Let's see the central theme. We're going to see 20 minutes, 20 and a few minutes of the Pfizer vaccine, of this one that we have here. Let's see what we're going to find today. You already know that every 15 or 20 days we look again through the microscope to see if we have made a mistake. And from a single drop, a lot of information comes out. In fact, here we still have at least. We don't know very well, but here there will remain. Here we've 1.5 dose or 2. Therefore, in drops that are 1 square centimeter, we have a huge amount of the material, carbon nanotubes. Without further delay, we reintroduce on the 26th, already 27th, of December 2022, yes, 2022, I was going to say 2012. Vaccine community Pfizer, okay, let's go. We'll comment slightly. Well, here we're using a very small magnification, less than 80, or 100 magnification. And we're looking at just the edge of the slide and how the material passes through the drop and the cover slip that is on top of the glass slide. Here is a slight formation of carbon nanotubes. These aren't larvae, although they look like they are. All this is technological. It is not biological. The latest research by both Dr. Nagase and Juan Garbery show that neither phosphorus nor hydrogen, also from Lorena de Blasi, either phosphorus nor nitrogen are present in the sample. Therefore, the fundamental atoms of life do not exist. No genetic material either. It doesn't exist, the mRNA platform as such. Mr. Malone is probably another imposter. At first, we are giving a slight idea, looking directly at everything, a little at the sample. And today, what we have done is subjected to heat. That is, there is a stove, logically, we are in winter. And after this, they begin to form. Here you see some quadrangular shapes reminiscent of artificial patterns, right? And note that every movable object that has the ability to move. I'm going to stop it here. Note that they have a little dot that is somehow being dragged along. It's as if they were smart dots or like the famous smart dust, which is graphene dust. Smart, other than it's a military concept from DARPA, military intelligence, it refers to the fact that it is connected to the network, to the 5G network. Therefore, each of these smart dots that will drag others, what they do is directly move the material to assemble it in a certain way, to generate more complex self-assembled structures and so on. But look, here we have a graphene ribbon and how it's also dragged by a series of dots. The Pfizer vaccine famous lipid nanoparticles, we were told. Of course, we have found the patent for lipid nanoparticles and they have two graphene faces. Do you understand now? By the way, this is not going to stay like this. I say this to all those who have lied and continue to lie. What you're protecting today is your ass. But we're going to chase you down the street. Somehow from La Quinta Columna we decree that these people, who have blatantly lied, are enemies and criminals for all humanity, who do not have or shouldn't have the capacity to even live in our world, much less to go out on the streets. See here how that formation is dragged by a little dot. These are already single-walled carbon nanotubes, more elaborately shaped, which is graphene geometrically arranged in a tubular fashion. It's used in the field of neuroscience as branches or neural networks. What it's going to do is establish connections between one neuron and another. And from there, since this material absorbs radiation, the phenomenon of neuromodulation and neurostimulation is possible, as well as altering certain brain areas to obtain certain patterns of behavior in the population. This isn't science fiction, this is science, neuroscience and nanotechnology that go hand in hand here. There in the upper frame, what was seen was the end. You see that this formation is what it is now, well, after subjecting the sample to a certain degree of heat, the heat is just a. Here we have a piece of graphene oxide. It appears quite a lot in the sample. In addition to the fact that graphene is seen in various forms, ribbons, nanotubes, and so on. Heat is usually a catalyst, that is, an enhancer or an accelerator. We have more graphene here in bands or micro sheets format. It's an accelerator of all kinds of chemical reactions, whether organic or inorganic, which is the case. Therefore, when we have subjected the sample to heat, at a temperature close to the stove, in this case, we have seen a certain evolution in that catalysis of the phenomena that occur within it. More graphene. Here we're seeing carbon nanotubes with a bit more magnification. We've reached the order of 1600 magnifications between the digital zoom and the optical zoom. Good quality. As you can see, there is already a more complex elaboration. What you can also do is, as we have done many times, look for what image they have in optical and electronic microscopy. Because we have a large magnification, single-walled carbon nanotubes in the scientific literature. You understand that nothing should be seen from the point of view of optical microscopy, in what they call a vaccine. And yet, everything is full of this. This is a shame. It isn't a shame, it is a criminal act. It's far beyond the word shame. I mean, all those responsible for doing this have to be either dead or behind bars for life. Because precisely all those who have done this have eliminated a large number of people and have deceived practically the whole world. Here we see some formations of graphene bands, this almost two-dimensional material, where there are several layers and, it can be seen, let's say, a certain level of opacity. We also have to count on the complicity of a series of individuals who called themselves to be dissidents in groups called for the truth. Not all of those who were part of these groups. Most of them had good intentions. But their heads were directed towards certain focuses of interpretation, such as certain non-existent proteins, or even the official version of a biological pathogen such as SARS-CoV-2. Etc. They've been people who are really part of the ruling party and that the ruling party sends as the front line to directly battle with a real dissident that was going to discover exactly what is inside the injectables. I'm referring to the famous groups for the truth, doctors for the truth, biologists for the truth, false dissidents. Criminals sent directly by the pro-government political forces. To precisely combat the evidence in the face of their real misinformation. They're the guardians of their truth, precisely to allow concealing the introduction of the interface. Remember that there's a lot of money here. All they want and more. Just to cover, cover and cover. By the way, these people have been characterized throughout this time. I'm talking about the famous collectives for the truth, for telling everyone that the analyses we do are worthless, while they have done absolutely no analysis at all and have directly discredited ours and have even launched accusations, personal messages, direct threats and accusations against me and Dr. Sevillano. And Dr. Camper himself. However, as time goes by, I can say and I promise that you will be haunted practically until eternity. It's also the engine that drives La Quinta Columna, that the criminals pay directly, that they end up hanging in a public square or just where they really deserve to be, in jail. Other of their notions was that analyzing the vaccine was a waste of time, they told the dissident camp. You had to read the papers that were precisely the ones that spewed out the above version. Hey, if we analyze the vaccine, Dr. Obarasan, we'll have the direct source of information. There is no intermediary. I think this is what had to be done, or that the magnetic phenomenon was the oily skin you were telling us, or that we shouldn't look at the microscope, that it was a waste of time. Well, now you are the ones who are looking at the microscope. True, Dr. Ryan Cole and Mrs. Prego, but to see the cell damage. We aren't just interested in the damage, we are interested in what generates the damage. Histological damage can be due to many reasons. Even because of a blow with the knee. Indeed, you have betrayed the entire human species. We don't know what you've been promised, other than money and financing. And here there were, apart from those famous groups, certain personalities that have appeared to complement the information given by Dr. Albarasan, the misinformation I mean. The operation to complement the work of biologists for the truth, and some collectives for the truth. A series of personalities have appeared in our country, and in other parts of the world also to contribute to call sex all those who present the evidence. And ultimately you will be persecuted as well. Not only by La Quinta Columna but by all humanity which you have betrayed. Notice how curious it is that indeed these quadrangular patterns are pulled by tiny particles, micro and nanoparticles, in just towards one direction. It is as if they knew exactly where they have to go and what they are going to form or assemble. Just a little further on, I will see directly. Oh, by the way, I need the address of a Rafta monkey or something like that. The physical address, I mean. I've to pay this gentleman a visit. That said, what I was saying, just look at how they're crawling somehow as if they were following an intelligent direction and an order when forming more complex structures, etc. Someone comments, an article has come out saying that in Barcelona they have sequenced the virus. How have they done it? Indeed, with computer methods, which doesn't mean, sequencing doesn't mean isolation. Isolation is physical. That is, I have the pathogen introduced in an urn there, in a culture broth if it is bacterial. I have it there in situ. Sequencing is virtual using computer algorithms. They take a lettuce seed and from there, from a genetic information that is usually a tiny amount of less than 1%, they extrapolate, that is, they invent the rest, okay? Therefore, do not see sequencing as isolation, neither as characterization, nor isolation, nor purification, and much less compliance with Koch's postulates, which is to introduce it, and see that it is responsible for the disease. Logically, they aren't even going to introduce anything because they do not have isolation, as I've said, of the real pathogen, nor will they ever have it. Right. Let's continue. And by the way, the images that appear in the media, on the official television broadcast, are CGI, that is, computer-generated images. Remember that saying things clearly and loudly is not synonymous with giving up, much less or cowardice. In this case, it's a matter of being a little bit brave. But regardless of that, the truth is the protection and shelter that those of us who defend it have, and we will continue to do so. Also maintained over time. Lying has the consequence that at some point it can betray you, which is exactly what is going to happen to these people. Throughout the viewing of the sample, you will see some patterns like here. Look at this, this formation that is also enormously long, as you're going to see now. Here below there's just another one. And these quadrangular patterns, well, they're not crystals either, as someone else told us. Right? Here we have more graphene. Here somehow, graphene would give intracorporeal coverage. That is, oxidative stress, apoptosis, DNA damage, cancer, collapse of the immune system. Remember that this material is eliminated, among others, via the lungs. It also has a hepatic phase, generating hepatitis of unknown origin. No! More graphene. Very clear here. The famous graphene folds or graphene handkerchiefs. By the way, today I want to dedicate a few words to a famous conspiracy theorist who has apparently become a professional journalist. He's Bruno Cardenosa, who takes part in the program La Rosa de los Vientos. I used to follow La Rosa de los Vientos, precisely with Juan Antonio Cebrián. By the way, Bruno, you can't even hold a candle up to him. Sadly, Juan Antonio Cebrián passed away. But now you're the flag bearer for climate change. What in a way Mr. Bruno Cardenosa is doing is defending the warm chair provided to him by the system. This is the 9/11 conspiracy man, named by the book he published. But yesterday, along with another tweeter, he had the cheek to call La Quinta Columna every name in the book. The name that we know, Mr. Cardenosa, yes, Bruno Cardenosa, is this, the one inside the inoculations. When you look into the microscope and look at one of those so-called vaccines, when you look at any of these, then see if you dare to even mention La Quinta Columna. In the meantime, wash your mouth out with bleach if you've to. You keep talking about climate change and all those other antics to keep the system warm. That's directly providing you with the cushion to get home. Although it's also killing you of sclerosis. Because you suffer from multiple sclerosis, we're going to see it in one of the news, which is also a consequence of radiation. But you've the hope, Don Bruno tells us, Bruno. You've the hope that the new mRNA platform has managed to advance in your pseudoscientific science to fight against sclerosis. When precisely the famous mRNA platform doesn't exist as such. It's just nanotechnology based on graphene. And precisely what it will do is to generate more multiple sclerosis phenomena among other side effects. But the science you defend is made precisely for the naive, eh? You aren't only protecting the system, but at the same time you're also fueling your own death. Not only from a media point of view. Nanocarbon tubes in the Pfizer vaccine, right? This is just after the heating of the sample. As you see, they have proliferated more rapidly, and probably the ones we've seen before were forming. Here are some geometric structures that some people mistake for crystals. More graphene filaments. Now we have a view, let's say a panorama with low magnification. Only 100 magnification here. And these are single-walled carbon nanotubes, used in the neuroscientific field as neural networks. Here we see it at a wider view. Look at what's going on. We're looking at a single drop, right? Not 10 drops, not 4 or 5. A single drop of 1/2 square centimeter under the Haxen Achilles 2 optical microscope. An upper mid-range microscope, but which would be visible under even a low-end microscope. The camera is the Haxenaptina 5.0. Here we see it in a little more light. Almost in dark field. Well, what is this? A telephone network? That's amazing. Here, fortunately, or unfortunately, we no longer know how to say it. We're normalizing the fact of seeing this in injectables. We've looked at over 400 injectables already. We have over 1,000 hours of observation with optical microscopy, so we don't need lessons from anyone. No matter how many degrees are put on top. Precisely, the titles are only good for that, for headlines, but nothing else. A graphene ribbon, graphene or graphene oxide microfilaments. You see those little plates that glow? They are usually quadrangular in appearance and are guided through these particles with a pseudo-intelligent movement, probably by tesla-phoresis, which is microwave induction. There's a certain quality of frequencies that are being sent out to form or elaborate something within biology. Well, we're going to finish. And now the question is, do you know what happens when you illuminate with ultraviolet blue radiation graphene nanotubes and microsheets? Because here we went to test and we had the incident, it ends there. It will be published on the Odyssey platform. Well, the ultraviolet radiation, the one that they are placing all over the cities, in the long-distance buses. What it does is degrade graphene oxide and convert it into nanoparticles of reduced graphene oxide. Therefore, by miniaturizing the size, they already have the capacity to cross the blood-brain barrier and settle in neurons. Remember the article on the toxicity of the material, where from 45 nanometers, it crossed the blood-brain barrier, which is the barrier that separates the brain from the external pollution environment, both biological and inorganic and toxic chemicals, which in this case is graphene.